Last night, the four Republicans running for their party's nomination for president met at the Fox Theater in Detroit for the, by my count, 11th debate. Donald Trump was much of the focus. He told the audience he has a quality the other candidates don't.
I've never seen a successful person who wasn't flexible, who didn't have a certain degree of flexibility. You have to show a degree of flexibility. If you're going to be one way and you think it's wrong, does that mean the rest of your life you have to go in the wrong direction because you don't want to change?
Joining us to talk about the debate is member of Congress John Molinar, a Republican from Michigan's 4th District. So how did having the smallest number of candidates during one of these GOP debates add to the picture of who these men are?
Well, I think it gave the viewers an opportunity to get to know each of the candidates on a more individual basis, talk more policy, foreign policy, domestic policy. And I thought it was a good debate. Obviously, Donald Trump is a big personality, and so he dominates a lot of the coverage. But I thought Marco Rubio did outstanding in terms of his leadership on foreign policy and his ability to speak to the issues facing the American people.
What do you think of that comment that Trump is flexible while the other candidates are entrenched in their own ideology?
Flexibility is important because when you're working with Congress, you want to be able to get things done. And I think you want people who have shown an ability to do that. Marco Rubio has been able to do that over the years, both in the state legislature as well as in Congress. The key question, though, is you have to have some guiding principles and you have to have some firm convictions in order to lead. And I think those are the questions that were being raised about Donald Trump last night because he's been on so many different sides of so many different issues.
The tone and tenor of the past few debates have been described as schoolyard fights. How fair is that description?
Well, I think all of us would agree we'd like to see a presidential debate where the issues are the focus and not the personalities and some of the back and forth. You know, quite frankly, Donald Trump has been the instigator of a lot of these kinds of attacks against all the candidates whenever someone is threatening him.
Congressman, of course, you've endorsed Marco Rubio. What do you think of his change in tactics in the last couple of debates and attacking Donald Trump, insinuating Trump wet his pants, or picking up on the allegations that Mr. Trump has small hands?
Well, I think a lot of that banter was going back and forth. I think the real question is, you know, what kind of a leader would Donald Trump be? And I think this question about Trump University, did he mislead people? Is he being authentic with the voters? Those are the real questions that are being raised about Donald Trump. I think Marco Rubio has a record of leadership on foreign policy. When you hear him speak about the issues facing our country, our security, he has a deep understanding. And I think one of the questions is Donald Trump capable of understanding issues at that level? And what kind of a leader would he be?
Congressman John Molinar is a Republican from Midland. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.